flight has been blamed for increasing crime, drug use, and unsanitary conditions in neighborhoods across the country. But the standard isn't the same across every legal code. Take Pittsburgh as an example. Here, blight could be a building used for an immoral purpose. In Columbus, Kansas, foot-tall weeds check the box. In Washington State, being a menace to the public was the rationale used to classify this motel as blighted in 2015.
What is your standard that you use to determine blight?
Blight is it's a difficult term to define precisely because it's used in a lot of different ways.
Amy Levine specializes in land use and municipal law.
She has exceptional knowledge in the area of eminent domain and was integral in drafting our legislation.
In general, it's used to identify the land that should be part of a redevelopment area.
And once land is identified as blighted, the stage is set for eminent domain, giving the government the power to seize the property.
If the government needs to build a school or build a road, they can go in and they can take property from private property owners and then use it to provide those public purposes.